Are you hiring? With Indeed, you can post a job in minutes, set up screener questions, then zero in on your shortlist of qualified candidates using an online dashboard. Get started today at Indeed.com/WSJ. That's Indeed.com/WSJ.
This is Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos reporting from the newsroom in New York. Coming up, the latest on why an international group of researchers, including some inventors of the popular gene editing tool CRISPR, are calling on a worldwide moratorium on editing DNA in human sperm, eggs, and embryos to prevent births of genetically modified babies. The journal looked into it. Are we ready for gene-edited babies? Should we ever be? How the world's top scientists are tackling these weighty questions after these tech headlines. Lyft plans to peg its valuation at between $21 billion and $23 billion when the ride-hailing service kicks off the roadshow to market its initial public offering Monday. With the Lyft IPO process entering its final stage, what's expected to be one of the most hectic years for the new issues is about to get underway in earnest. Though the IPO market got off to a slow start this year because of the partial government shutdown, Lyft's eagerly anticipated debut is expected to be followed by a wave of listings by Uber, Pinterest, Slack, and others as fast-growing Silicon Valley startups cash in on heavy demand on Wall Street. Chris Cox, a senior Facebook exec and one of its early engineers, has abruptly stepped down from the company. And what the journal says signals he disagrees with CEO Mark Zuckerberg on the new focus on private messaging. WhatsApp unit head Chris Daniels also stepped down late last week. Together, the moves show that Mr. Zuckerberg's stated plan to focus more on private messaging and less on public sharing is roiling the company he founded with the second management shuffle in less than a year. And a massive new study found that the pulse sensor in the Apple Watch helped detect a heart rhythm disorder in a small number of users, but may have caused false alarms in others. Ultimately, the journal says the study's mixed findings hint at the potential of wearable gadgets to detect asymptomatic health conditions in people that might otherwise go unnoticed. But doctors said the potential false positives and other aspects of the study show that people should be cautious about relying on the tech as diagnostic tools. Read more about how doctors think wearable sensors have a long way to go at WSJ.com. Coming up, the global debate rages on as world scientists tackle the delicate subject of gene-edited babies.
Are you hiring? With Indeed, you can post a job in minutes, set up screener questions, then zero in on your shortlist of qualified candidates using an online dashboard. Get started today at Indeed.com/WSJ. That's Indeed.com/WSJ.
Gene editing technology and the CRISPR tool, in particular, have been racing ahead even as scientists still try to figure out the ethical issues around its use. Discovered in 2012, CRISPR allows for the cutting, editing, and inserting of new DNA. Using the tool, Chinese doctor He Zhenkui claims to have engineered the birth of the two first genetically tailored humans. The doctor faced criticism from his peers at a recent gene editing conference in Hong Kong and was grilled by fellow doctors and other professionals there. More from WSJ.com.
As you can see, there's a big demand to know exactly what you did, how you understand your responsibility to these children.
Why you choose to cross this line? What is our responsibility as scientists and doctors?
May we know your future medical care plan for these babies?
How did you convince the parents?
The general feeling amongst the scientific community is that we shouldn't go ahead yet, but you went ahead without really discussing with people. That's how it seems.
The doctor responded to the main criticism that he went ahead with the tech without the proper consultation of the scientific community.
The world has moved on to the stage for embryo gene editing. There will be someone somewhere who's doing this. If it's not me, it's someone else.
Biologist David Baltimore asked for more oversight.
There has been a failure of self-regulation by the scientific community.
CRISPR inventor Jennifer Doudna further explains the concern.
As someone who's been involved in the genesis of the CRISPR-Cas9 gene editing technology, I feel deeply disturbed. It's inappropriate and something that we have been working hard to avoid.
The World Health Organization recently announced the establishment of an expert panel to try to establish global standards and guidelines for human genome editing. But according to the experts weighing in, it is ultimately up to society to determine if germline editing moves forward. There is a lot more back and forth to this story. Check out more at WSJ.com. That does it for the Tech News Briefing. From the newsroom in New York, I'm Tanya Bustos. Thanks for listening.